at the Farm Progress Show. I'm speaking with Brent Johnson, and he is with, is that Labre?
It's Labre.
Labre.
Yep.
Crop Consulting. We'll get it right. First of all, before we go any further, Brent, tell me a little bit about yourself and the company.
Well, my wife and I, we farm up by Manson in northwest Iowa, and we farm on a century farm, and about 5 years ago, we started a precision ag company, and we called it Labre Crop Consulting. We currently deal with several lines of precision ag equipment, and we also do a lot of GPS soil sampling and whatnot, and we try to come from a farmer's perspective in helping a farmer out in that, you know, very complicated and fast-moving field.
Well, tell me a little bit about your relationship. I know you work with Leica Geosystems, which is a sponsor of ours, and we certainly appreciate their support. When it comes to Leica, what do you, how would you describe the products that they've brought to the marketplace? And cause you're right out there on the front line talking with the farmers who are using this stuff.
Yeah, the place for Leica is, you know, it's pretty unique in general in the same conversation almost. You know, they bleed all colors, so they're not tied to, you know, the greens, the reds, the blues, the yellows, anything like that. We can talk to anything. You know, they have developed Iowa's CORS network and some other CORS networks in surrounding states as well. So their products talk very well with those CORS networks, and it gives a lot of different tractor lines, combine lines, the ability to become sub-inch with a CORS network type of situation.
Well, there's probably going to be some people who are not maybe familiar with a CORS network. Why don't you explain what that is for us?
Yeah, the CORS network is basically, it's a cellular-based correction signal, and it's more or less a mesh of RTK that blankets the entire state. And so whether you're in the northwest corner, the southeast, or anywhere in between, you've got a total access to an RTK network that's not tied to any one particular base station. It's just a mesh that keeps on going.
Well, and that's not everywhere, obviously. No. Just certain areas or states, right?
Yeah, it's certain states. I mean, there's certain areas or states. Iowa's fortunate in the fact that the DOT put it up, so it's covering the entire state of Iowa. You know, southern Minnesota has a similar network, eastern Nebraska. Missouri's totally covered. And, you know, there's other parts of Illinois and some, you know, a lot of the Midwest is becoming covered with these CORS networks. It's a very fast-growing way to obtain RTK.
So describe some feedback from customers when it comes to using Leica equipment on this system. I mean, what kinds of feedback do you get from them?
Well, it's a fairly simple product to use when you get into RTK. They like the simplicity. You know, all the hardware, all the components are built into their products because they built the networks to talk to their products, or they built their products to talk to their networks. And so, you know, they're very easy to start up, very easy. I mean, they're just a simple thing, and they talk with a lot of different things. You can get a NEMA string out into many other controllers or products that you can do your everyday things that you've always done, and maybe already have.
How about in terms of questions you might get? What are the things that you find growers most interested in when it comes to, say, getting started with their precision applications?
Well, most people know that they want to get started, but they don't know how to get started, and that's where our company comes in. You know, maybe they've got a piece of something they've tried from this company and another piece from this company. And you know, we come in and try to help them figure out the total capabilities of what they have, if they can communicate to each other or not, and kind of put together a 5 or 10 year plan of where they want to be and how they can get there. I mean, that's really a large conversation that we come across quite frequently.
So it's really not a lot different from creating a business plan, essentially, to manage their business using some technology that's going to maybe make them more efficient, and that's that does things like help with input costs and all kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, it's a little more specific because it's a targeted thing. You know, precision is, it's a very broad but targeted thing. And, so, you know, everybody's got a different goal and everybody's got a different starting point and an ending point. And there's a lot of things out there, and, you know, Leica and the others have provided a lot of great tools to help people get the job done that they ultimately are seeking for their individual operations.
How would you describe how your business has been going? And looking ahead, what do you sort of foresee for, the future in this this technology area? Do you see a lot more growth potential? How would you describe
it? Yeah, well, you know, my wife and I started this company in 2005, and we were basically soil sampling and, you know, making variable rate recommendations, those types of things. And by customer demand, it's brought us into some of the precision ag equipment. You know, and currently, I mean, we've added a lot of dealerships under our belt, and we've got a lot of relationships for those product lines that we don't have dealerships for. And I really believe that the companies moving forward that can get that cross section figured out and do it in a straight up fashion, and, you know, that there is so much potential out there. And to move forward, I mean, everything's going to become electronic. Everything's going to be, you know, computer over whatever, computer over electric, over hydraulic, whatever it is. Those, you really need to, you know, advance onto it. If you look at the new tractors out here, they're being built now with modems in them. And, you know, everybody's changing up all their electronics. It's a very fast moving thing.
Well, it's thanks to people like you, I'm sure, that a lot of these farmers are keeping up with it and having a resource to go to. Well, anything else you might comment about? As we look at this season, I know we're going into harvest here, but, you know, how has this season gone? I know in Iowa we've had some weather challenges just from a crop standpoint.
Yep. Well, there's always challenges. You know, I farm too, so I fully understand those challenges. And, you know, the best thing that we can do is help manage, you know, do what you can. And, you know, a lot of these steering systems and the section controls and the, you know, the variable rate things and all that stuff is just, it's just another tool to help you manage your variability that Mother Nature's going to throw at us. And, you know, the better managers are the ones who are going to come out of this and thrive. And you know, that's what we're here to help everybody get done.
All right. Well, thank you. That's Brent Johnson with Labor Crop Consulting in Iowa. He is one of the dealers for Leica Geosystems. And from the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.